As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
"In the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold and armed."
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion. Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
This year, Rancho High School celebrates, but is it celebrating its 70th birthday or its 71st? The answer to that question is yes. The story gets a bit more complicated. There had been high school students in Las Vegas soon after the 1905 railroad auction. My alma mater is Las Vegas High School. In 1930, Las Vegans thought school superintendent Maud Fraser might have gone crazy. A 500-seat high school? Really? Would there be enough students to fill it? And it was at the outskirts of town, at 7th and Bridger. By the early 1950s, Boulder City High School and Henderson Basics High School had joined Las Vegas High. Las Vegas was growing fast. It needed another high school. Then came Rancho. Its groundbreaking occurred in March of 1954, and its building opened in 1955 at the southeast corner of Owens and Bruce in Las Vegas and in North Las Vegas. We told you, it gets complicated. Before the building opened, Rancho held classes at the Fifth Street Grammar School. They also held events at Las Vegas High School, which also was where the University of Nevada's Southern Regional Branch held classes. It was a busy time at Vegas High. Meanwhile, construction continued on the complex where Rancho would be located and graduated its first class in 1957. It was a time of turmoil and transition in education. As Rancho High opened, the state legislature was implementing its plan to have countywide school districts in place of local school districts. The Clark County School District was just starting, as was Rancho High School, and the fledgling higher education campus that would be UNLV was fighting for funds to erect its first building, Maud Fraser Hall, which opened in 1957. That also was the year the Las Vegas and Rancho High School began their annual football game for ownership of Sir Herkimer's Bone. Rancho proposed playing the game for a large cow bone. A Rancho High School player's father owned a butcher shop where they got the original and later bronzed it. One article credits Lou Rosgen, a Rancho football player, who said he got the idea from the phrase, bone of contention. Today, they still play for that trophy. There's more lore about Rancho. Yes, it was at Owens and Bruce on the Las Vegas side of the border with North Las Vegas. But North Las Vegas wanted its own high school, so they tinkered with the boundary to allow Rancho High School's address to be in North Las Vegas. But when they tore down the original school, the front office moved to another street, and its address changed to Las Vegas. We told you the story was complicated. I am a proud graduate of Las Vegas High School class of 1955. Reading a script written by a proud graduate of Rancho High School class of 1982, we've never had a fight, not even over Sir Herkimer's bone. We thought you needed to know. This is Senator Richard Bryan, urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterdays. For nearly 20 years, Rick Andrews has been the producer of Nevada's Yesterdays. He has guided me, and his patience with me has been endless. Rick is leaving us to accept other adventures. All of us here at KNPR owe him a great debt. I will miss him terribly.
Nevada Yesterdays is written by UNLV history professor Michael Green and is supported by Nevada Humanities.